Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. We gather as God's holy people to give Him thanks and praise. We thank God for the changings of times and seasons. We are now in ordinary time. We also thank God for having called us through our baptism. We ask God to help us in this Eucharist to strengthen our faith that we might courageously live our faith in the world, at the same time pass that faith down to others. And as we prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who govern all things both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord.
Here am I, Lord, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. Here am I, Lord, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I waited for the Lord, and he stooped down to me. He heard my cry. He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Here am I, Lord, here am I. Delight not in sacrifice and offerings, but in an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Then I said, "See, I have come. Here am I. book it stands written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your instruction lies deep within me. Here am I, Lord, here am I. Justice I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed, you know it, O Lord. Here am I.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the body is not for immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? But whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord.
Have found the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who brings us truth and grace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And good morning to all of you, especially those who are following us through television and radio and internet. We welcome you as our brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's been about almost 2 months since I last said this Mass, because Bishop says a Mass, and then every other week Father John says it. So Happy New Year to you. I haven't seen you since last year. I speak to you. As you know, that with the New Year's coming, there were a few polls that came out asking people in general how they felt about the New Year and what they're expecting the things to come. And they were quite optimistic with the lowering of the oil prices, and also the economy is picking up, with the jobs are plenty. People are very optimistic about it. And when the economy is experiencing an increase in our country, the church suffers spiritually. When we do well, we tend not to think much about God. Case in point, a mother asked her son, "Son, have you prayed today yet?" And the son looked at the mother and said, "No, I have not." And the mother asked, "Why not?" And she said, "Well, I don't need anything today." So that's basically a reflection of where people are. We only pray when we are in need of something. So when the economy is doing well, we don't really need that much. That's another case where even they say that the mass attendance has been down a lot too. There's one Sunday particularly, a priest was saying mass and only two people showed up, a rancher and his wife. And the priest were debating whether he should have mass or not. So he said, "Well, what do you think? Should we have mass?" And the old rancher said, "Well, Father, I'm a simple man. If I go and feed my cattle and only two shows up, I feed them." And so the priest said, "Okay, we have mass." And the priest preached for 30 minutes. And the mass took an hour and 10 minutes with only two people in the church. So after the mass, the young priest came out and said, "Well, what do you think?" And the old ranger kind of looked at the priest, a little bit fuming, red face, because the mass was long. He preached for 30 minutes. He said, "Father, I'm not a learned man. But if I go out and feed my cattle, only two showed up, I wouldn't feed them all the hays." There's another post on the New Year as well. They were questioning people as to how many are actually believing in God in our country. And amazingly, the number was quite high. It says that 80% of the people in our country believe in a God, higher being. That's the good news, right? The bad news is that very few of them belong to any particular denomination or affiliation with any church. They have what we call the personal Christianity. Instead of God creating me to follow him, I create a God that he will agree with everything I do. Feeling good is the selling point. There's no morality, no unethical behaviors that cannot be acceptable if I think it's okay. That kind of posed a question for us today. What is it about the Catholic faith that makes us want to be part of the church? What is it about the faith that makes bishops, popes, priests, religious sisters to sacrifice the comfort of life with a family and serve the church in a celibate, chaste ways? What is it about the church that you are faithful to your spouse until death, raise your children to love God and neighbors, and to treat everyone else the same way as we treat ourselves? Is it because we have found in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the one who will give us life in this life, but also in the life to come? Is it because we have found in the Bible the truth that will lead us to happiness in this life and in the life to come as well? If that is the case, then why oftentimes we're so hesitant to live our faith publicly and then to pass it down to others? Sure, the answer might be, well, Father, we don't want to press religion down people's throat. But we don't have to, really. Oftentimes, as the saying goes, we might be the only Bible people will ever read. By what we think, by how we say things and how we behave, people will come to know and love God or reject Him. There's a story of a man in a hospital. And as you know, that as a nurse attend to him, there's a few questions, the forms. And one of the questions was, what is your religious affiliation? And the old man looked at the nurse and said, I'm glad you asked me that. Nobody have ever asked me that before. I always want to become a Catholic, but nobody ever invited me. Imagine that. Always want to become a Catholic, but you're never invited. We miss that opportunity many times in our lives. In today's gospel, on the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, all three readings talk about how certain people in the Bible passed on the faith to others. In the book of Samuel, Eli was about 9 years old when his mother took him to the temple. So she was advanced age before she conceived him. And in her prayer, she prayed that, God, if only you give me a son, I will dedicate him to you. And she did. True to her promise, 9 years old, took her son to the temple, gave him over to Eli and said, take care of my son. A teary goodbye for her son. 9 years old, had to be away from his own parents. And that night, as he was sleeping in the temple for the first time, the Lord called him. Three times, he thought Eli was calling him. He ran to Eli both three times, and Eli said, I did not call you. And finally, Eli realized something. He said, next time when you hear that, he said, speak, Lord, for your servants is listening. He's teaching Samuel how to communicate with God, passing down the wisdom and the faith. In the second reading, we hear where St. Paul written to the Corinthians, telling them, you have now accepted this new Christ with your faith. Forsake, abandon all the old ways of life, the unethical, the immoral behaviors that you so attached to, and take on this new Christ. St. Paul passed down his newfound faith to his faithful followers by telling them how to live their lives accordingly. And then in the gospel, we hear how St. John the Baptist, with his apostle, St. Andrew, another apostle, a disciple, pointing out Jesus, there goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And Andrew left John that day, went off after Jesus, stayed with him for an afternoon. Jesus invited them, come and see, and so he did. And he realized Jesus is the Christ. He ran back home, and now he became the missionaries. Pointed out to Peter, said, Peter, I found the Christ. And he took Peter to Jesus, and Jesus chose both of them as apostles and made Peter the first pope. Imagine if Andrew not introduced Peter to Jesus, we would not have Peter as our first pope. Come to think of it, about 500 years ago, the French, the Spaniard, and the Portuguese missionaries came venture all the way to Vietnam, a country they know not the language nor the culture. The first waves, hundreds of them were killed, martyred, beheaded, executed. But another wave of missionaries came, and this time some died, others lived long enough to plant the seed. And my great-great-grandparents became Catholics because of it. And thanks to them that planted a seed 500 years ago. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a priest today standing here preaching to you and with you. So as we gather here on the second Sunday of the ordinary time, we thank God for the gift of our faith. We ask God through this Eucharist to give us the strength to live our faith publicly, courageously, and then pass it down to others who have not yet known Him, loved Him, or served Him. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our loving God calls us out today. Let us respond with prayers for all who are in need in this world that God loves so much.
For Pope Francis, for the leaders of our church, and for all who respond to God's call to minister to God's people, let us pray to the Lord. For parents facing challenging pregnancies, may the Lord grant us the courage to walk with them, assist them, and invite them to put their trust in God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a growing reverence for all human life from conception to natural death, and especially for all unborn children, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those cathedral parishioners who have gone to be with their Lord, especially Bertha Trujillo and Ricardo Valverde, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of the men and women of our armed forces, for their families, and for all who place their lives in danger in the service of others, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Ben Muir, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesucita J. Canales, and Delia Farias, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, for all our intentions spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Holy God, you first call us in baptism. Give us ears now to hear your call throughout our lives. Graciously grant this and all our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of us. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memory of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth, he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering, canceled our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and confess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Did good. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Take two more.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Speak my word to them whom
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.